It is time for Community Connection. I'm Tom Davis. Pam Crawford is with me today, and she's with the Girl Scouts. She's a committee member, and this is Girl Scouts of Eastern Oklahoma. It's great to have you on board today.
Oh, well, thank you, Tom. Appreciate the opportunity to be here.
We've got a special to-do coming up called Pearls on the Prairie.
Yes.
I'm a newcomer, so you got to let me know what's going on here.
I'll be glad to do that. Pearls on the Prairie is our major fundraiser here in Bartlesville each year. To kind of set the stage for you, the Girl Scouts of Eastern Oklahoma goes from the Kansas border down to the Texas border on the eastern part of the state.
And that's a lot of real estate.
It is a lot of real estate. Oklahoma only has two councils, in Eastern Oklahoma and Western Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's local committees who have different fundraisers in different places, and this is the Bartlesville one. The Pearls, for those who aren't familiar with that, is a reference to our founder, Juliet Gordon Lowe. She sold a family heirloom strand of pearls to fund the movement 100 years ago.
That is amazing.
And so we like to recognize her, and we're going to be out on the prairie west of town at Timber Oaks Wedding and Event Center. Keith Brannon owns that, and it's a great location. He's got a great covered area, and he's added a new deck that we didn't have for last year's party, so we're excited about being able to use the deck also. So we'll have barbecue. Rib Crib's providing the barbecue for us. Yep. And some music. Let's see. We just figured that one out a couple days ago. It's going to be the Paul Benjamin Band.
Very good.
And it's a kind of a casual evening out under the stars, and we hope the weather cools off a little bit. The last couple of days we've been kind of a hot place to have a party.
Yeah, it's been a little warm, but we've been kind of going off and on a little
bit. We'll
get a couple of days where it's not so bad, and then you're just right back in good old Oklahoma August.
Yes.
But now we're going to be in September. Hopefully we'll get a break in that. Now, we've got a lot of troops that are involved with this. So we've got, 224?
So in Bartlesville, right at the moment, we've got 224 girls registered and 63 volunteers. These are girls anywhere from kindergarten through 12th grade. The Girl Scouts span the entire school age from, as I said, from kindergarten to 12th grade. We do this fundraiser to ensure their scholarships for the girls as they are graduating from high school. We do a lot of things to take care of the camp we have outside of town, Camp Washashi. The fundraiser over the last few years has completely redone the pool at Washashi, along with some help from a couple of other foundations and bequests that we receive. But we're also very excited about the pool because it is it has a way for someone handicapped to get into it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, when we built that, we added that in there. This year, the funding will continue to help the local girls, help the camp. Specifically, they are looking at trying to improve the chapel out at the camp. So camp's been around for over 50 years. 1961 was when it was founded. It always takes work to keep that camp going. And of course, one of the nice things about that particular Girl Scout camp is it is available for the public to rent for different things.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So it can be shared.
It is shared. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Now, we've got a whole lot of things going on here. I see the live auction. That always spices things up a little bit.
Yes, and Roger Skelly always helps make that happen and be much more lively. If you haven't ever seen Roger be an auctioneer, it's a fun event to do it. But, yeah, we've got some OSU tickets. We've got a gumbo dinner party. The Bartlesville Community Center has given us some tickets for Beautiful, the Carole King musical.
Oh, wow.
As part of that. We've all just heard recently that one of our local young women, Kennedy Coggle, is going to be Carol in the show. So there's some extra Bartlesville interest there. Some jewelry from Kendra Scott. And then what I just heard yesterday that isn't even on the list I gave you of information, Tom, was we're going to have an airplane ride over to Ponca City and dinner at the Mexican restaurant over in Ponca City.
Wow.
Yeah, I could say it's...
You could be a jet setter.
Yeah, you could, all the way to Ponca City.
But still, you know, I mean, how often do you get the chance to fly in like the rich folk and have a nice little dinner and just take a little flight back?
Yeah, it sounds like nice. A lot of fun, doesn't it?
It does.
We appreciate Tom Gorman offering that into us.
Wonderful. That is really sweet. I see we also have yard games, a little stargazing, some spirit tasting.
Yeah, we have some... I'm not sure exactly what we're going to have. We've had some whiskey tasting the last couple of years. This event's for adults. The girls won't be at this event.
Okay, I was kind of asking.
This is an adult
that.
Event. It's the fundraiser the adults do.
All right. And the tickets are $45, but we still have sponsorships available. We've got plenty of great sponsors already.
We do. DSR is sponsoring Phillips 66, the Clyde and Anita Becker Foundation. A couple more that aren't on there is Jim Moore, State Farm Insurance has come through. Arvest has given us one, and we always appreciate the donation from the United Way. The Girl Scouts are a member agency, partner of the local Bartlesville Regional United Way, and we are proud of that affiliation also.
We're talking with Pam Crawford, and she's the committee member here with the Girl Scouts of Eastern Oklahoma, and we're talking about Pearls on the Prairie here on Community Connection, which is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Our time now is at 8:43. Now, this is coming up on September 7th at 6 p.m. out at Timber Oaks. And folks, if you don't know where Timber Oaks is, well,
it's just west of town. Yeah, it's you go out past the Bartlesville Airport, and it's right at the top of the hill. If you go down the hill, you've missed it.
You've missed it. very easy geography.
It is. And so, and he's got a big sign, and it'll be lit up and everything. So it should, it's a great facility, and we do appreciate Keith letting us have the party out there.
Now, the scholarships are really nice. We got this with the Juliet Lowe Leadership Society.
Right. The committee, we call ourselves the Juliet Lowe Leadership Society, and we have them in other parts of the council. It awarded 13 scholarships this year in 2019. In a very special situation, three of them came from Bartlesville.
Wow.
Yeah, we have had girls win it, but never three in the same year. So we are so proud of Olivia and Sydney and Carly and the work that they have done over the years in the Girl Scouts. And the scholarship can be used then for tuition, fees, books, room, board, anything about trying to go to college or university or any accredited post-secondary education.
That is great.
It is great. It's, you know, one of the things that research has shown the Girl Scouts, and this was from the national level, it's getting a little dated. It was back in 2012. I'm sure it is still applicable, is that if we can get the girls in 4 or 5 years of Girl Scouts, let alone all of those years of 12 or 13 years of school, it's just a foundation for them for going forward. You know, I was a Girl Scout. I grew up as a Girl Scout. I'm kind of mentally adding up here, like 7 or 8 years. Mm-hmm. And I still look back on some of the things I learned. I learned I could eat almost anything when I was hungry on a camp out. I got the opportunity to do public speaking. I think it's part of the reason they send me to come talk to you guys on the radio.
You do it well.
Thank you. And, you know, it set a foundation, and that's what we really are trying to do. We're trying to give the girls a girl environment to grow and expand as girls.
Three of my daughters, I have six kids, three of my daughters were Girl Scouts from the time of being a brownie all the way up to, right. I think they got up to about, I think, junior in high school. They didn't quite make it all the way through there. Sports and other things were kind of crowding it out, but they always try to help out afterwards too. All I remember is that the camp was fun. And by golly, did we have a lot of cookies in our dining room.
A lot of parents would say the same thing, yeah.
They were just stacked up to the ceiling.
I'm sure. My mother would have said the same thing about our basement the 1 year. You know, I'm kind of the same as your girls. I didn't make it all the way through high school, but I did go long enough to get what was the highest award in Girl Scouts at that point in time. And then things like choir and musicals and newspaper staff and everything else started to crowd it out. But again, we have seen statistically if the girls can get 4, 5, 6 years,
it really makes
a big difference. And we look at it as teaching them things. So come next January, February, there will be cute little girls running around with cookies, and it's real hard to resist those smiles and everything. But the girls are learning a lot about financial literacy.
That's key.
And it is key. I would agree with you. That's a good way to describe it. It's it helps them to understand how to keep track of funds and how to maybe market if they want to get an award. The troops get part of the money. The girls get part of the money. There are troops that are saving up that funds for years, year on year, so that they can take a big trip. I know one of our committee members, her troop is saving their money up. They want to go to Savannah, Georgia, and see the birthplace and founding location of Juliet Gordon Lowe. That's where Girl Scouts were founded, was Savannah, Georgia. So that's a goal that one of the troops here in town has on their list from their sales.
They'll enjoy it if they get there. They will really enjoy that town.
They will. Really I've nice. Been there. I've had that opportunity. Another program we do here in Bartlesville, in various different places around there, is we also are emphasizing STEM more, the science, technology, engineering, math. We have a couple robotics teams here in town. We've had some luck in the past sending girls from this council to the White House Science Fair. So there's an emphasis on, as I said, financial literacy. The camping teaches resiliency. STEM, it's critical to today's world.
Well, I tell you, the biggest benefit that each and every one of the girls I've ever seen, and including my own, got from Girl Scouts was confidence. Confidence that it's okay, I got it. They were prepared to handle different things.
That's right.
Simply because they were taught new things, and getting over the fear of learning something new and perhaps even foreign in some cases, that takes a lot for a young person to do. And
I know I've talked to people who've have daughters or involved with troops, and they talk about the first time they get a girl in a canoe, and she all of a sudden realizes, I can do this. Or on the archery range, and, oh, wait a minute, I can do this. And your confidence, it's one of the three C's in our mission. Girl Scouts builds girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place.
And indeed they do. And this is one way to help further Girl Scouts is with the Pearls on the Prairie event coming up on September 7th, 6 p.m. at Timber Oaks right here in Bartlesville. And once again, you can get your tickets. They're $45. Sponsorships are still available. Where do we go to grab our tickets?
Well, you can either get online, so www.gseok, Girl Scouts of Eastern Oklahoma, .org. Look for the page there, or you can call the office down in Tulsa. The headquarters for Eastern Oklahoma is in Tulsa. That number is 918-745-5201. Again, that's 918-745-5201. We have the office in Tulsa, but we do have a service center here. Many of our troops meet there, and it's right here in the downtown area of Bartlesville. And so that is another building we have here locally. Money's going to the camp this year, but we do have that building locally too.
Pam Crawford, thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh, Tom, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All righty. Once again, Pearls on the Prairie, September 7th. And make sure that you bring yourself an attitude of a good time and also some little bit pocket money there for the auction coming off.
Oh, absolutely.
Those are some darn nice winnings you can have there. This has been Community Connection, a service of Arnold Moore and Ekamp Funeral Home on K1.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Ekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Ekamp Funeral Home is experienced.